In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. 35 years ago, on this very day, I was ordained a priest of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the Church, the Holy Church of God. 35 years ago, where has the time gone? But yet, time has gone, and so many people have come in my life, and so many people have come through my life, and so many people have been prayed with, so many people. And you know what? I ask them today to pray for me, that I would continue to do the will of God. And that is so important. We're looking at the second reading from yesterday. It was the exaltation of the cross of Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count it equal with God something to be grasped at. He was God, but he did not count himself equal to God, so he let go of the glory. He let go of the glory. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. The slave was crucified. Coming in human likeness and found in human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Hallelujah! Our salvation, our redemption. Oh, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee should bend, those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When we go out to feed the poor, and I say the opening prayer, I at the top of my lungs say, Jesus Christ is Lord, to let people know we are doing this in the name of Jesus. And then I pray a short prayer, and every one of the people out in the street say, Amen. I'm telling you, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The world was redeemed by the cross of Jesus Christ, by the blood which he shed, by that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died in our place, who died in your place, who died in my place. You see, we are all Barabbas. They wanted Barabbas instead of Jesus. I am Barabbas. He was crucified instead of me being crucified. He was crucified instead of you being crucified. Yes, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. In the gospel yesterday, Jesus said to Nicodemus, no one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. We remember in Numbers that the people were complaining against God and Moses, and the Lord sent seraph serpents to bite them. And then they said, please, no more, we're sorry. And the Lord said to Moses, make a serpent and put it on a pole, and everyone who looks on it shall be saved. And I'm telling you, that's good teaching, because the thing that we're afraid of, we've got to look at. In the name of Jesus, we conquer it. Anything that we're afraid of, what are you afraid of today? Look at it in the name of Jesus, and it's conquered by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood. For God so loved the world, so, S-O, God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. Hallelujah. How do we receive eternal life? This is eternal life, to believe in the Son of God and to believe in the Father who sent him. Yes, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So many people think that God is out to get them. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn you, but that you might be saved through him. Yesterday we celebrated the exaltation of the cross. Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, says St. Paul, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Many years ago, St. Helena went to the Holy Land in search of the cross of Jesus Christ, and she found three crosses. She needed to know which cross was the cross of Jesus Christ. Helena is Constantine's mother. Well, anyway, what happened is that there are different stories. I'll give you the two stories that I know. She prayed and she prayed that they would be able to find out of these three crosses the very cross of Jesus Christ. And at the end of the prayer, the next day, beautiful sweet basil grew, the herb basil. We call it in Italian, Basanigola. Basil grew. And she knew this was the cross of Jesus. As a matter of fact, the Orthodox people, during the time of the resurrection, have basil in their cars and in their homes, for they found the true cross of Jesus Christ. There's another story that goes this way. They got a dead person and put it on the cross of Jesus Christ, and he was revived. Now, whatever the story is, I believe they found the cross of Jesus. And it is the cross of Jesus that is our salvation. It is the cross of Jesus which is our sanctification. It is the cross of Jesus that is our redemption. The cross of Jesus Christ. It was there that God so loved the world that he gave his Son in crucifixion. And that the Son from all eternity said, yes, I will do that because I want to save the world. You know, I was thinking yesterday that when Jesus was circumcised, there was enough blood to save the world, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. But you see, Jesus not only shed blood at the circumcision, but he chose to go to the cross and draw all men and women to himself. He drew you and me to himself. So when we sing the song, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" we can say, "Hallelujah, I was there. It was there that Jesus drew me into his heart." Yesterday was the feast of the exaltation of the cross. Today is the feast of the sorrows of Mary. A sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That's what Simeon said. And when did that happen? When did that sword pierce through the soul of Mary? Mary was beneath the cross of Jesus. And as she was beneath the cross of Jesus, the same sword that pierced his heart pierced her heart mystically. And she suffered. And her suffering was in union with Jesus. Oh yes, I have never heard anyone preach a sermon on the heart of Mary that was pierced with the sword. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. Hallelujah. Mary, the mother of God. As I said to the people at Mass today, Jesus looked just like his mother. You say, how do you know? Because he didn't have an earthly father. He only had a mother. And she was conceived by the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, Jesus looked exactly like his mother, and his mother looked exactly like Jesus. I tell you, this is reality. Mary looked like Jesus in her heart. Jesus looked like Mary in his face. I tell you, this is reality. This is reality. We're continuing with John the Baptist, as it is written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, that's John, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. Oh yes, John the Baptist in the wilderness, crying out, repent, preparing the way of the Lord, preparing Jesus' coming in his ministry and in his death and resurrection. Then said John to the multitudes that came forth to be baptized, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? My Lord, he did not read the book, How to Win Friends and Gain Friends and Influence People. Bring forth fruit worthy of repentance, and do not say within yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham. I tell you, if you ever knew anything about the Holy Land, when we went in 1980, I never saw so many stones in any place. They've cleared them out now. Oh yes, but in 1980, the stones were so plentiful. And that scripture came to me. If you do not believe, then God will raise up the stones as his children. We don't want a stone to do our work. We were called to be the children of God. We were called to be the heirs of God and the heirs of Christ Jesus. We were called to be conquerors and more than conquerors. We were called that all things work together for the good to those who love God. Oh yes, we were called. We were called. We were called. And I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is Lord. Now also the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that brings not good fruit, it is hewn down and cast into the fire. We have an apple tree downstairs in back of the house, and no one ever sprays it. And as a result, all the fruit is bad. We are not called to bring forth bad fruit. We are called to bring forth good fruit. And that good fruit is what we are called to do. And if we're not bringing forth good fruit, an axe will be laid to the root of the tree, and it'll be thrown in the fire. I'm telling you, I don't want that. I want to bring forth good fruit. Fruit that comes from Jesus Christ. Fruit that grows from the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the people asked John, saying, what shall we do then? John answered and said unto them, the person who has two coats, let him give one coat to the one who has none. And the person that has no food, let him do likewise. Share the food with someone who has no food. Then came publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more than that which you were appointed to exact. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Oh yes, oh yes. What must we do? Turn away from our sins and give our life to Jesus. Oh yes, that's what we're called to do. To turn away from our sins, to confess our sins, and to give our life to Jesus. Who is Jesus? Although he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count himself something equal to be God, to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Hallelujah. This Jesus who was crucified is the Jesus who was raised from the dead, is the Jesus who has plans for us. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. If you call upon me and seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. I'm saying this to you today. It is Jesus that you seek. It is not money. It is not fame. It is not fortune. It is Jesus whom you seek. And it is Jesus who gave his life for you. It is Jesus who died for you. It is Jesus who rose from the dead. Hallelujah. We cannot say it enough. Jesus is Lord. He rose from the dead. He is the Lord. Mohammed is still in his grave. Moses died and is in his grave. Buddha died and is in his grave, but Jesus Christ has an empty tomb, an empty sepulcher, because he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the risen Lord. But before he rose from the dead, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming obedient even unto death, death on a cross. Oh, we have no idea of the pain that Jesus went through. I'm telling you, there were three men that were crucified, but the one in the middle was a redemptive crucifixion, drawing you and me and the rest of the world into his sacred heart. Do you know that today? That you were drawn into the heart of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is reality. And the soldiers likewise demanded of Jesus, of John, what shall we do? And he said unto them, do no violence to any man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men thought in their hearts that John was he the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I comes, that the very latchet of his shoe I am not worthy to unloose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to be baptized with the fire that flows from the throne of God. Oh, baptize me in that fire, Lord. That fire that brings zeal. That fire that brings joy, oh God. Baptize all your people with that fire. Oh yes, baptized in the Holy Spirit and baptized in fire. We need that fire. We need that Jesus would share that fire with us, because you see, we need to be completely convinced of Jesus so that we can proclaim him and that we can sing to him and we can praise him. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. I was ordained 35 years ago. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus crucified. It's about Jesus risen from the dead. It's about Jesus who emptied himself on the cross. It is about Jesus whose name is above every other name. It's about Jesus. The ordination that I had was not for me. I knew that from the first day. I knew that the ordination that I had when the bishop laid his hands upon me was not for me. It was for the people of God. It was for the people of God. That gift of the Holy Spirit that came to me at ordination, I knew it wasn't for me. I knew it was for the people of God and for me too. But the people of God, I was ordained for the people of God. I have people listening to me all over the country. All over the country. In the north, they're listening to me. In the California, they're listening to me. In Florida, they're listening to me. What I'm talking about today, they'll be listening in St. Louis and in Arizona and in Chicopee and Springfield. Let me tell you something. These beautiful Polish people came to me that the brother might be prayed with. And I'm telling you, that is faith. That is faith. That is faith. Traveling 100 miles just so somebody would lay their hands upon this man and believe that God was doing something. I knew today as I laid my hands upon him, upon his head, that the presence of God was in the room. I knew it because I could experience that, what do you call, that wasn't full joy, but the presence of God. I knew it to be in the room when we were praying for this man. How did I know it? Because I know what the presence of God feels like. I know what the presence of God feels like. Jesus Christ gave his life so that we might experience the presence of God. Do you know that for the Old Testament person, the worst thing that could have happened to the Old Testament person is that that presence of God would not be given to them? Oh, yes. That's why the scripture says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord rather than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. I'm saying this to you and to me, that Jesus Christ came to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Please give yourself to Jesus today. Give yourself to Jesus today, that you will not burn, that you would be with him and he with you, that he has died for you and has been raised from the dead for you. Give yourself to Jesus today. I know I was ordained to proclaim that message. Give yourself to Jesus. Give yourself to Jesus. Give yourself to Jesus. That is my message. Surrender your life to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. That's my message. My message is very simple. Surrender your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Let him have his way in your life. I'm telling you that when I am most weak, he is most strong. I'm telling you that God wants to make disciples. But we say no. We say, you know what? I don't know how. I'm too weak. I'm too old. No. God wants to make disciples through you. Makes no difference how old you are. Makes no difference how weak you are. God wants to make disciples through you. So, let me continue. Now the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, if it does not bear fruit, it is hewn down and cast into the fire. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Messiah or not, John answered, saying unto them all, Mightier than I comes, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. I shall baptize you, and I baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And many other things in his exhortation preached he to the people. But the Herod and the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias' brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Oh yes, John was put in prison. Why? Because he said that Herod was sleeping with his brother's wife, Herodias, yes. And John is placed in prison. And you know what? It wasn't a beautiful prison. It was a dump. It was a dump. But Jesus kept on being proclaimed by John. I could hear him holler, repent of your sins. Repent, Herod, of your sins. And his wife hated John so much. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and he was praying, and the heavens were open. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." Do you know today that God has a Son? His name is Jesus. Do you know today that God always had a Son? Because he is the eternal begotten of the Father. Do you know today that the Son of God has plans for you? Do you know today that there is so much in store in the Holy Spirit for you if you want it? So many people don't want it. They're just satisfied with the touch. There is more for you. There's baptism of the Holy Spirit and baptism with fire. There is more for you. There is more for me. More for you. More for me. Father, we thank you for the power of the blood. We thank you for the power of the blood. We thank you for the power of the blood. We thank you for the power of the blood. May Jesus Christ be praised, worshipped, and adored today and always. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.